Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do you remember reading in the Old Testament about the Hittites? Did you know that years ago, liberal scholars accused the Bible writers of having invented the name Hittites? According to liberal theologians, the Hittites never existed except in the fertile imagination of Old Testament writers. No informed person in our generation would make such a foolish blunder. Do you know why? The answer is very simple. Archaeologists have unearthed the remains of the Hittites' capital city at Boghaz-Koy, about 125 miles east of Ankara, Turkey. In 1906, Hugo Winkler of Berlin uncovered about 10,000 tablets, which provide an enormous amount of information about the Hittites. In fact, we know the names of many of the kings who ruled in the ancient Hittite Empire. Have you ever wondered why liberal theologians never apologize when their dogmatic assertions about the Bible are shown to be erroneous? I mention the Hittites because they lived in Canaan at the time God commanded the Israelites to conquer the land that He had promised to their fathers. Moses quotes God as saying, "I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey." Exodus 3:17. All of these tribes or nations Moses mentioned live in Canaan, but some of them are almost unknown to Bible scholars. We know more about the Amorites than we do about some of the other tribes because the Old Testament mentions them dozens of times. They were perennial enemies of God's people. Why would God demand that the nation of Israel drive those nations or tribes from Canaan? After all, some of those tribes had been in Canaan for centuries. There were three primary reasons. God had promised Canaan to the descendants of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. He would not and could not renege on His promises. In addition, the tribes mentioned had become so corrupt, they no longer deserved to remain in the land. Virtually every sin mentioned, either in the Old Testament or in the New, was rampant in Canaan among the pagan tribes. They thrived on idolatry, sexual promiscuity, and violence. A careful investigation of how those heathen people lived will give us insight into why God drove them out and gave His people possession of the land. God was certainly not playing favorites. Besides, He knew if the pagan tribes remained in Palestine, they would almost certainly lead His people astray. God told Moses that He had seen the affliction of His people by the Egyptians. He knew the hardships they had suffered and led them out of Egypt to their own land. God describes Canaan as a land flowing with milk and honey. If you have studied the geography of Palestine, you may wonder how it could be so described. Israel contains some of the most rugged hills and mountains in the world. But it also is blessed with some of the richest soil in the world. Almost any place would be great compared to what the Jews had experienced in Egypt. The Israelites were given the land conditionally. If they obeyed the voice of God, the land would be theirs forever. If they disobeyed, they would be driven from the land. If you have read the Old Testament, you know what occurred. Eventually, the land of Palestine was taken from the Jews. There are no promises to the Jewish nation, regardless of what our premillennial friends say. The only hope any people enjoy is turning to Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world. So I urge you this very day to believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of Almighty God. Repent of your sins. Confess Jesus before men and be baptized into Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Then you will have the promise of eternal life. Thank you and may God bless you.